I recently chatted with Sean Hanley from Toyota about the Land Cruiser Ute and supply issues. Here's what he had to say.
Let's swap then to the 79 series. Orders were stopped.
Yep.
Personally, I know people that
yep.
are waiting for the new ones
yes,
to come in.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So what's going to be the process then when they finally arrive?
So around November, we'll be making contact with customers, those that have been waiting for the V8, about the alternatives. Either wait for the 8 or here's a 4-cylinder you might want to consider. Because I really want to kind of try to articulate this for those people that I know that you connect with that are waiting. So in the next 2 months, we'll be in contact. Now, the V8s are continuing,
yep.
but we have this new 4-cylinder. And we at least want them to have the opportunity to maybe test drive. It may be a good alternative for them.
Yep.
Stock up front of the 4, wait time for the 8, but we'll prioritise the 4-cylinder for the people who have been waiting the longest for the 8 to give yep. them that alternative.
Yep.
Now, they don't, again, they don't have to. However, I would encourage them to drive the car before they make that assessment.
This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The first step towards joining the electric car revolution is heading to ecocarguide.com.au. Eco Car Guide is your go-to location for everything EVs and hybrids. Log on to Eco Car Guide today for a review of the Genesis GV60. While for something out of this world, check out the review of the Audi RS e-tron GT. EcoCarGuide.com.au is your best location to stay up to date with everything EV.